their house and our house on each side, you see. And being up in the country like that, about the only kids you had, if you played with anybody, were colored kids. And we played together, and like my mother and their mothers, we'd all get together and go fishing together, you know, the colored lady and her children and my mother, and we'd all go fishing together. We loved one another, we really did.
When did y'all move down from the Canyon community? Was that after you were married?
Yes, uh-huh. See, we were married in 1944, and that was during the war. And then I stayed with my mother and father. Well, see, I was 17 when I married, and so he was in service when we married, see, Second World War, and, well, just a little before the end of the Second World War. And so I stayed on there, and then when he came back, we lived there on my daddy's place for a year, like I said, informed, and then we moved to El Dorado. We lived in El Dorado a couple of years. We didn't like it. Mm-hmm. So we moved back to Canaan community and lived in Canaan community then 2 years. And from there, we built a home here.
Was he working still in El Dorado?
Yes. Yeah. He drove back and forth. It's 25 miles from here to El Dorado. Mm. So he drove back and forth to El Dorado for 9 years. And we lived down here. And then, like I said, they wanted to transfer him to New Orleans, and we didn't want to go to New Orleans. And as it happened, the guy that owned this store died. Mm-hmm. And so we bought the business.
I know it's the sign for Ogden.
Ogden's Grocery?
I thought it said Appliance.
No, this is Rhodes Appliance. You saw a sign back on 167?
Yeah, it's for
Ogden. Says Ogden's Grocery.
Oh, I thought it was just the old name of this grocery.
No.
How long did you say your husband worked at the chemical plant?
9 years.
And seven of those was while he was living in Canaan?
Living in Spearsville. Well, 2 years in Canaan and five in Spearsville.
Have you been very active in church or clubs?
Yes.
What all have you been in?
Well, mostly just church activities. We don't have very many clubs around here. Of course, all my life I went to the Baptist church every Sunday because my daddy was deacon in the church, and then my husband is now deacon in the church, and I belong to the WMU, you know, Women's Missionary Union, and we belong to PTA, that's about all we have around here. We belong to the athletic club and participate. Oh, it's just kind of like a boosters club, you know, a band boosters club. Well, the athletic club is...
with the high school.
Mm-hmm. It's just boosting the teams and making up money for suits and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Have you done much traveling? Or?
Vacations, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been, I think, in about 24 states, maybe. We try to go somewhere every summer. Try to go, you know, different places. Mm-hmm. And we love to travel. We can't be gone very long because we have to, you know, because of the store, can't be gone over a week. So that limits where we can go.
You just drive out?
Yes, we like to drive because we see the country.
Tell us about your parents, where they were born, their education.
Well, my father was born in the very same house that I was born in, the very same place in Canaan. And my grandfather was born in the very same place.
Your father's father?
Father's father, my grandfather. My mother was born in Bernice, Louisiana. Now that's just 10 miles from here, you know.
B-E-R-N-I-C-E.
10
miles to the
south. But she finished high school, and in those days, you know,